How divorce can make you a billionaire. A new billionaire woman could emerge from what may turn out to be one of Asia's biggest divorce settlements. Roh So-young, the wife of Shee Tae-won, South Korean conglomerate SK Group's chair, filed a suit on Wednesday demanding 42.3% of his stake in SK Holdings, the Mail Business newspaper reported. The shares Roh is asking for are worth $1.2 billion based on Thursday's midday trading price in Seoul and, should she win the case, the settlement would make her the second biggest shareholder of the company after Shee. Shee, 59, has a fortune of $2.8 billion after excluding the shares he has pledged as collateral, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. An SK Group spokesperson declined to comment. Roh, the daughter of former President Roh Tae-woo, couldn't be reached for comment. Shee has led South Korea's third-largest conglomerate, which has business interests spanning memory chips to telecommunications, since his father Shee Jong-hyun, the brother of the late founder, died in 1998. Shee sought a divorce settlement mediated by a court in 2017, but as the couple failed to reach an agreement, the case went back to a court, according to Yonhap News Agency. In 2015, Shee sent a three-page letter to local newspaper Saegi Ilbo, revealing he had a child born out of wedlock and expressed his intention to split from Roh. Moving on. In a Facebook post after filing her suit, Roh signaled she's ready to move on after years of waiting with hope to patch up the marriage. "But now I don't see hope anymore," she wrote in the post. "I now think it's right to let my husband to go find the happiness he wants so desperately." Expensive divorces have created enormous fortunes in other parts of the world. Mackenzie Bezos and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos divorced earlier in 2019, leaving her with a 4% stake. That makes her the world's fifth richest woman with a net worth of $35.4 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Shee and Roh met while studying at the University of Chicago and married the same year Roh's father was inaugurated as president of South Korea in 1988, local media had reported then. They have a son and two daughters. Roh said in her Facebook post she will dedicate the rest of her life to ways to contribute to the society. Bloomberg.